Quite funny, it was not from any ideological background or any heroic effort, I'm afraid. And it was rather coincidence than a plan. I was, you know, quite young at the time, stubborn, full of energy. And when I joined in 1995, there was still conscription in my country. So, and it lasted for 2 years. And at that time, I played the volleyball on a professional level. And I kind of thought that playing volleyball for a military team, having the conscription behind me, and maybe studying in military academy might be a good choice. And here I am after almost 30 years of service. So,
and how did you become a UN peacekeeper?
I think this is something which is planned in my country, and I would doubt it's planned in every military service. I mean, I started with the UN mission, then I served two NATO-led missions. So I served my duty in Afghanistan twice. And now the turn has come again to more peacekeeping sort of operations. So actually I applied for OneFISIP, and based on my history of and my record of deployments, they decided to offer me a job of commanding officer here in Sector 4, which is quite a jump, quite a job for me as well.
What is Sector 4?
Sector 4 spreads from the capital Nicosia to the east. So from Al-Milos River, then there is a border between Sector 2, which takes the central portion of the island and the capital, that's the British contingent. And from there towards the east of the island, it's all Sector 4 area of responsibility.
What has been the most challenging time for your contingent?
I need to admit that every single phase of redeployment has its own challenges. And because of the fact that we've been getting ready to deployment back in Slovakia when the first wave of COVID struck in my country, by that time in the pre-deployment phase, I thought that the restrictions and they cut the period of preparation short of 3 weeks, it's the worst thing that I can encounter during the deployment. But then when we came in and we took over in Sector 4, I realized how comprehensive and multi-layer UN peacekeeping in such a broad international environment is, and how big are those boots to fill after our predecessors. Again, I thought, well, this is the worst thing which can happen. And then by the end of the year, in December 2020, COVID struck in our HQ here in Camp General Štefanik in Famagusta. And this was maybe the hardest time because you feel the responsibility for operations for sure and for personnel. This was the most crucial period of our deployment here to Cyprus.
What has been the most rewarding time for you on a personal level?
When I'm visiting my patrol bases, because every sector has its peculiarities, and Sector 4, one of it is that we have UN peacekeepers living in six different locations. And the most rewarding is when I'm visiting them just for a daily business, is to tap them on the shoulder, that my soldiers, they are not avoiding me. They are always smiling, they are cheerful, and I can look them straight in the eye. And despite lots of restrictions placed upon these patrol bases because of COVID restrictions, both in Republic of Cyprus and in so-called TRNC, we can chat, and I see that they are not avoiding me. So from a personal point of view, as a commanding officer, this is a great achievement, I would say.
What is TRC?
Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, the republic which was created back in 83, and that's where the Turkish Cypriots live. And we use the term so-called because it was not recognized by any other country, only by Turkey.
What are your responsibilities? Could you walk us through a typical day?
Well, again, it depends, the schedule and the battle rhythm is built upon the HQ battle rhythm. So a typical day, for instance, a Monday, it's full of briefings. I'm starting at 0800 with my duty officer giving me flavor what happened during the weekend. Then I have national briefing because I'm the senior national representative for Slovak contingent here in Amfitsip. So the back brief towards the strategic center of crisis management back to Bratislava. Then 8:30, I have briefing with our international colleagues here in Sector 4 from United Nations Police and Civil Affairs Office together with the national briefing. And in the afternoon, what we call a sector cross-component briefing to discuss the issues which are ahead of us. But on Tuesday and a couple of other days, I usually go out. I tend to go and visit my patrol bases, you know, to go and see the buffer zone. If we have some hotspots, and we do have in Sector 4 many of these, not only from sector point of view, but for from Amfitsi point of view as well. Just to name a few, it's Varosha, it's in Sector 4, so it's Trovilia Legion Post, and the only bicommunal village, which is in the buffer zone. So we do have lots of daily occasions, and I tend to go to the spots, you know, to speak to my patrols, to make sure that they are backed up.
How has COVID-19 been impacting your work?
You know, first of all, it needs to be mentioned that there is no SOP on COVID.
SOP?
That's the standard operational procedure for COVID. It's a global pandemic code of guard. And however, Amfitsi tried to adjust, you know, these operations, there were different restrictions placed upon my patrol bases and peacekeepers here on island. And again, it needs to be split on for the internal, so what was happening inside the Amfitsi troops, and external, that the restrictions placed upon the public southern portion of the island, the Republic of Cyprus, and a so-called TRNC on the north. And again, Sector 4 is very specific that we have bases on the north, and actually the main camp, the HQ of Sector 4, it's in Famagusta, that's the northern portions.
How has the pandemic affected the peacekeepers themselves?
Only after maybe 6 months, we were able to see our families. So this is one of the precautions taken by the Amfitsi. Then once we had the strike of COVID here in CGS, Camp General Stefani here in Famagusta, we closed and sealed the headquarters of Sector 4 SIDS. But luckily enough, by applying different restrictions, we were able to seal the COVID within the camp. So in none of the period of the 6 weeks when we were fighting the COVID, operational task and mandating task for Sector 4 were never endangered and were running on a full operational capability for 100%.
Have you been involved in any activity to help fight COVID?
No. Both the Republic of Cyprus and Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, they fought the COVID on their own. They've been criticized by the recent United Nations Security Council resolution that they did not in a mutual effort. And they never asked Amfitsi for help. But after the COVID period, did something which is extraordinary from my point of view, because we've been able to organize a blood donation event both in the north and in the south on the same day. One took place in Leopetri, in one of the villages in Republic of Cyprus, the other one in Famagusta State Hospital here, and roughly 70 people from Sector 4 participated in this blood donation. So, however, it's not tied to COVID situation as such, but it's showing the posture of the and supporting the posture of the UN to being impartial, and that we consider both communities on the island worthy of donated blood.